One thing I love about being on the road again is the chance I have to travel the highways and back roads of this country. On those trips, I meet good people in cities and small towns who share their stories with me. Across the heartland during the early 1980s, I learned of a problem so important to me that I've stayed involved in the fight for family farmers ever since. During that time, family farmers were losing their farms, and with them, their homes, at an alarming rate. Some farmers took their lives in the face of the possibility of losing their livelihoods, their identities. Hundreds of thousands of farm families were pushed from the land in just a matter of years. Agricultural legacies passed down through generations were dashed to pieces with the strike of a gavel in courthouses and at farm auctions across the heartland. To me, it wasn't just a disaster for those folks directly affected. It was a deep crisis of identity for our country. Just who were we to allow this to happen? How could we stand by while families suffered terrible losses of their livelihoods, their land, their homes, their pasts, and their futures? And what larger suffering would this crisis bring to our landscape, our rural communities, our democracy, our entire country? I didn't know the answers, but I knew that it was important to ask the questions. In September of 1985, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, and I came forward in the only way we knew, to organize a concert for family farmers. We called on the help of our friends, and more than 80 artists played for family farmers at Farm Aid on September 22nd. Neil, John, and I didn't know at the time that we were starting an organization. We merely planned to raise awareness about the problem and money to help fix it. As artists, we did what we could, using music to help in some way, lending our microphones, our stages, our platforms. I believe that every one of us, no matter how big or small our voice, has that power. You don't need to know everything to stand up and say, "Hey, this isn't right." This just might be the greatest superpower and responsibility we each have. This standing up to say, "This isn't right," is just what Sarah Vogel did in the 1980s, though in her case, she had the expertise to do something very specific about it. To me, Sarah is one of the heroes of the farm movement. It took guts to stand up to our government and put her own personal security on the line. It took brilliance, too, and she used hers to find a winning legal strategy that changed the course of history. We thank Sarah for that and for her commitment to advocating for family farmers to this day, including working tirelessly to make sure that all family farmers receive equitable and fair treatment from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Though our careers couldn't be more different, Sarah and I are cut from a similar cloth. We were both raised with a deep respect for agriculture and the people who do it. Drawing on those strong roots, when she was called upon to make many sacrifices to stand up for farm families, she did it faithfully. The results of her effort can still be seen today in the thousands of farm families who were able to stay on the land thanks to her landmark class action lawsuit on behalf of family farmers against the most formidable opponent, the U.S. government. The farmer's lawyer tells a story that is every bit as gripping as a good old-fashioned Western film, a genre I know a thing or two about. It takes place in the West, specifically in North Dakota, a state notable for its historic support of its agricultural producers and populist politics. It teaches us about our history, illuminating the plot at the top levels of government to drive out independent family producers and corporatize our agricultural system. It reflects our current politics, mirroring today's relentless and singular focus by many on Capitol Hill to slash government spending at the expense of people's survival. Sarah and her farmer clients, the North Dakota Nine, are the good guys going up against the bad guys, who can be traced from the local Farmers Home Administration office right up to the highest Reagan administration officials in the White House. Like the cowboys who were my childhood heroes, Sarah lives the ideals that I hold dear. You live your life with loyalty. You fight for the right side, and you protect your own. This is a true underdog story, thankfully, for the farmers and all of us, with a perfect Hollywood ending. The Farmer's Lawyer is a compelling personal story, in addition to being an important history lesson. But even more crucially, it's a warning to help us head off the next possible farm crisis. From her place as legal expert, farm advocate, and rural community member, Sarah shares the challenges that farmers continue to face, including a changing climate and the ever-increasing power of corporate consolidation. While the farm crisis of the 1980s has ended, in part thanks to the work of the farmer's lawyer, Sarah Vogel, it is no easier to be a farmer in our country. In fact, it's likely even more difficult today. But as the climate rapidly changes and food production faces extreme swings, we need people who are farmers and stewards of the land if we're going to have the means of production for food that sustains us and our soil, water, and climate. The work of Farm Aid and of the greater family farm movement of which we're part is to inspire a new generation of farmers and farm advocates who stand and say, "We're still not treating our farmers right." I'm grateful for this important book, for its inspiring call to action to each of us to do what we can to strengthen family farmers and stand up for the kind of agriculture that delivers good, healthful food, strong rural communities, and the clean soil, water, and air that helps to mitigate climate change and contribute to the health and well-being of us all. And I'm grateful to you, reader, for picking up this book to learn about a hero I'm proud to consider a friend and some of the brave farmers who fought for their livelihoods and a better future for us all.